The Bible talks a lot about judging. Many people falsely assume that all judging is wrong. The Bible talks about judging in a negative light, such as judging that we should not be doing. However, it also talks about judging that we should be doing. A lot of times when people speak out against sin, they are accused of being judgmental, as if that is a negative thing. They are told, "Do not judge." I'm going to show you five types of judging that we should not do, and then I'm going to talk about righteous judgment. The first type of judging that we should not do is when we judge someone and we're being a hypocrite. Look at Matthew chapter 7. "Judge not, that ye be not judged." Now, a lot of people stop right here and they don't read the rest of the chapter. It says, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye,' and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." So judging is okay if we're not being a hypocrite. Again, in Romans chapter 2, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost the same things." Again, being a hypocrite. "But we are such that judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, being a hypocrite, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" Your sins are going to find you out. You cannot escape the judgment of God. The second type of judging that we should not do is judging outside of our jurisdiction. Judging people you are not responsible for. Take a look at Romans chapter 14. "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." So we shouldn't judge another man's servant. You know, another term that we would use today would be like another man's employee. You know, we shouldn't judge other people's employees, but if you have people working for you, it's okay to judge them. You know, you need to judge their work, whether they're doing right or wrong. The third type of judging that we should not do is judging based on your own opinion or preferences. We should judge based on God's clear word. Romans 14 says, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." And we shouldn't judge based on our own opinions or preferences. Some people are vegetarian. Now, it is not wrong to be a vegetarian. We shouldn't judge people if they want to be a vegetarian. And also, it's okay to eat meat. We shouldn't judge people that eat meat. So we shouldn't judge people based on, you know, our own opinions or preferences that aren't specifically condemned in the Bible. You know, it doesn't say that being a vegetarian is wrong in the Bible. So we shouldn't judge people that want to be vegetarian. And notice it says, "Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not." A lot of judging takes place in the heart. You know, you don't have to outwardly say something to be judging someone in a negative light. This could take place in your heart. You know, it says, "Let not him that eateth despise." That takes place in the heart. The fourth type of judging that we should not do is backbiting or talking bad about people behind their back. James chapter 4 says, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?" We shouldn't talk bad about people behind their back. It says, "Speak not evil one of another." The fifth type of judging that we should not do is judging by the appearance and assuming the worst. John chapter 7 says, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." 1 Timothy Chapter 6 says, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. That's what it's talking about here. Judging by appearance and assuming the worst. Now, we shouldn't assume the worst. We should give people the benefit of the doubt. Now I'm going to talk about some judgments that the Bible specifically tells us to do. Righteous judgment. There is judgment that we should do. 1 Corinthians says, let the prophets speak. Another word for prophets is preacher. Let the prophets speak, two or three, and let the other judge. We're sitting listening to preaching in church. We should be judging whether what's coming out of the preacher's mouth is true. Acts 17 talks about searching the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Now, we should judge preaching, whether it actually lines up with what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 11 says, judging yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. So it's telling her right here, it's okay to judge, you know, if a man in your church has long hair. It's saying even nature itself teaches you that that is wrong. And women having long hair is a glory to her. So again, men should have short hair, women should have long hair. It's perfectly okay to judge within the church people that are committing major sins. 1 Corinthians 5 says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Verse 3, for I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, covetous, an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat. The church is not to keep company with any man that is found to be a fornicator, covetous, an idolater, a railer, a drunkard, or an extortioner. So if you find somebody in the church living in fornication, it's perfectly right to judge them and kick them out of the church. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? You're supposed to judge those that are within the church. But them that are without, God judgeth. God judges those outside the church. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. It's saying, put away that person that is committing fornication within the church. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. No, it doesn't say if thy brother trespass against thee, don't judge him. No, it says rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Now, going around and just saying that judging is wrong is ridiculous. There is some judgment that needs to happen. We need to judge people that are responsible to us, whether it is our children, employees, or whatever. We need to judge people that are within our jurisdiction. We need to judge people that are committing major sins in the church, like fornication and drunkenness. Let's say someone in the church is about to divorce their spouse. It would be perfectly fine to go up to them and lovingly show them in the Bible that divorce is wrong. Maybe there is a man in the church that has long hair. It would be perfectly fine to show him in the Bible where it says that it is a shame for a man to have long hair. It is not biblical to say that it is always wrong to judge. It is okay to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye as long as you are not being a hypocrite. When someone comes to you and tries to correct you with the word of God, they are trying to save you pain. This is perfectly okay. Be sure to like the video, leave your comments below, and if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you will not miss a video. Thanks for watching.